Me, says the Lord. Blessed are those who have not seen but still believe. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. In my conversations with people, someone invariably asks, "Why did your family immigrate to the United States?" I'm always surprised and taken aback by the question. And my first reaction is, why wouldn't someone want to immigrate to the United States? We have freedoms in this country that people can only dream about in other countries, like going to Mass whenever and wherever we choose, even at 7 a.m. That's a freedom. In the United States, we have the opportunity to study any subject and pursue any profession, even the priesthood, if we so desire. And ultimately, we can leave behind a legacy to our children, not only of wealth, but also of wisdom, because this country gives us ample opportunity to accumulate both. Let me share with you a little of the legacy of this great land, since we're about to celebrate Independence Day. The second president of the United States, John Adams, before he became president in 1770, actually defended the British against the colonists because it was the right thing to do, even though painfully unpopular. He argued, "Facts are stubborn things, and whatever may be our wishes, our inclinations, or the dictates of our passions, they cannot alter the state of facts and evidence." Adams successfully freed the Redcoats because he believed in freedom. Almost 100 years later, in 1863, the 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, would stand at the Gettysburg battlefield and assert, "We here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth." Under Lincoln's leadership, the country was not torn asunder, but saved. Almost 100 years later, in 1961, the 35th president, John F. Kennedy, would urge us in his inaugural address, "My fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Inspired by his words, America put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. Now, I share these quotations with you because sometimes it takes a foreigner to teach a citizen exactly how great his country really is. That's why my family emigrated here. In the gospel today, Thomas learns a similar lesson. Sometimes foreigners know better than the citizens the value of their native land. You know the story of doubting Thomas? Even though Jesus has been with him for 3 years and predicted he would die and rise from the dead, and the other apostles all attested to the resurrection, Thomas doubts. Jesus appears and reprimands the incredulous apostle, saying, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." In other words, Jesus predicts that others will come later and enjoy citizenship in the kingdom who will appreciate these gifts of grace and believe better than those who were native sons. Of course, I don't want to be too hard on St. Thomas. Jesus' gentle scolding inspired him to go all the way to India and evangelize the people there. That is to say, my ancestors. Thanks to the doubting of Thomas, I believe. Nevertheless, sometimes it's a foreigner who must teach a citizen how great his country is. My friends, as Americans and as Catholics, we run a double risk of taking for granted our country and our church. We can lose sight of the vastness of our freedom as Americans and also the value of our faith as Catholics. And what we take for granted can soon be gone. We can lose our freedom and we can lose our faith. Just listen to those who speak so callously against this country, even burning the American flag in effigy. And think of those who have stopped practicing their Catholic faith. Know anyone like that? What you take for granted can soon be gone. That's why I'm so glad for our RCIA class each year. New converts embrace Catholicism with an enthusiasm and an excitement and an energy, and remind me how great it is to be Catholic. That's why we sign them up for every committee and group as well. Foreigners remind native sons how great their citizenship is. And that's true whether your citizenship is on earth or in heaven. Praised be Jesus Christ.